We affirm what we believe here at Daleville Christian Church today from the letter to the Romans, or the book of Romans, chapter 1, the first 6 verses. We claim the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, who was descended from David according to the flesh, and was declared to be the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead. Jesus Christ, our Lord, through whom we have received grace to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the nations, including you who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. This is what we affirm here at Daleville Christian Church as our faith, and you too may claim as your faith and a statement of your faith, all who believe and belong to Jesus Christ. The reading of God's word is from Luke's Gospel, the first chapter, verses 26 through 38. And in the Bible, the little title there says, "The Birth of Jesus Foretold." In the 6th month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." How will this be? Mary asked the angel, "since I'm a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her 6th month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. May the Lord add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. This year, at this season at Daleville Christian Church, we will spend some time talking about angels. We talked last time about how we really know so little about angels, despite the fact that angels are mentioned in the Bible almost 300 times. There are very few descriptions of what angels even look like. But when we come to talking about Jesus' birth, we can hardly not talk about angels at Christmas. Angels are mentioned in both Luke and Matthew's telling of Jesus' birth. Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 11. Luke can't talk about Jesus' birth for very many verses before Luke must tell us angels showed up. So we might ask, what do we really know about angels, and why does the Bible want us to know about angels' activity? In the reading from Luke's Gospel book, Jesus' earthly life begins here, where we read in today's Bible word. This moment is commonly referred to as the Annunciation, the announcement to Mary, Jesus' mother, of her pregnancy. Mary's pregnancy has to be announced to her. Mary's pregnancy has to be announced to her for a couple of reasons. Although technically Mary is married, the word is more accurately betrothed. Marriage at that time with Jewish people was a two-stage event. The families arranged the marriage, and the contract was agreed upon. They were married, but they weren't living together. Gosh, how could they live together? Joseph just found out he was married. Now that his wife is known, located, identified, and contracted, Joseph may now proceed to complete a place for them to live together. They can't live together yet. The home has not been properly prepared for a newlywed couple. All Joseph has for living quarters are bachelor apartments. It's interesting that 2,000 years later, civilization has not advanced very far in this regard. Bachelor apartments are rarely a place to welcome a bride and start a family. Am I right, ladies? In my case, my wife Deborah's love for me had to be blind for her to agree to marry me after seeing my dorm room. Her star-filled eyes were blind to the condition of my living space. Perhaps she took pity on me. Maybe she called the Red Cross. I don't know. You know, hello, Red Cross, I've come upon a disaster scene. Send help, lots of help. But for Joseph, and really for all Jewish grooms in that time, the announcement of the marriage was the time to begin to get a proper home ready for wife and family. Mary would also have been in the midst of preparing for her home going. When Joseph completed the home preparations, Joseph would come to get his bride and bring his bride to their new home. Joseph and Mary had begun their preparation to live together. It was to this situation that Gabriel the angel appeared to announce that there was a pregnancy. And what a pregnancy it was. The information given to Mary comes directly from God. We know this because the information is given Mary by an angel. The word angel literally means messenger. This is based on the ancient practice of the king's court. The king sits on his throne. The king makes decisions for the realm, his kingdom. In an era before electronic media, and this was way before electronic communication, decisions from the king's court had to be carried by hand, or literally carried on foot, by those who had actually stood there and seen and heard what had happened in the king's court. The messenger was a direct link to the mouth of the king. Or in our case, the angels are often messengers as a direct link from the mouth of God himself. So generally speaking, we will see the angels at Christmas declaring the will of God. Angels are the delivery beings. Angels are the UPS men and women of God's heavenly court. When God's word absolutely positively has to be there, angels front and center. And the angels confront mere mortals like you and I with God's divine plans. Angels interrupt we mere mortals with God's divine plans. Angels interrupt and confront mere mortals like you and I with God's divine plan. The angel that confronts Mary has a name. This angel's name is Gabriel. Not very many angels mentioned in the Bible have names, or we are not told what their names are. In this case, Luke believed that this was important, and interestingly, Gabriel is more famous outside the Bible than in the Bible. There are other writings outside the Bible that mention Gabriel. Like many names, Gabriel's name has meaning. Gabriel means God has shown himself mighty. God has shown himself mighty. And for your information, God is described as mighty God over 30 times in the Bible. Our God is called a mighty God over 30 times in the Bible, including the New Testament. Gabriel came to Mary to announce a pregnancy, and therefore Mary's preparations for living with Joseph just expanded a little bit. When the happy couple came together, they would have to be ready to be a happy threesome. And what a pregnancy it was, a child by the Holy Spirit. But Gabriel does more than announce the news. Gabriel's not a news broadcaster like our news broadcasters. Not at all. Gabriel tells us in his pronouncements to Zechariah and to Mary that he, Gabriel, also brings blessing and comfort. Gabriel says he stands in the presence of God. Gabriel dwells and stands in the presence of God. So when Gabriel speaks blessing and comfort, Gabriel is not so much sharing his own comfort, but Gabriel is sharing God's comfort. Gabriel says to Mary, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God," direct from the mouth of God. Gabriel also went to Zechariah, who was John the Baptist's father. And Gabriel was able to say to Zechariah, "Do not be afraid, your prayer has been heard." And you may recall that's really important because the Bible says that when Zechariah saw the angel Gabriel, that Zechariah was startled and was gripped with fear. And we'll come back to that point, the fear of those who are visited by angels. So the whole verse 12 and 13 in Luke's chapter regarding the announcement to Zechariah about the birth of his child, John the Baptist. When Zechariah saw him, that is the angel Gabriel, when Zechariah saw Gabriel, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, your prayer has been heard." And that is a really important announcement because Zechariah has two prayers to the Lord. One is for a child because he and his wife Elizabeth are childless. And Zechariah has been praying for the salvation of his people. That is a part of Zechariah's job in the temple that day. Zechariah has been praying for salvation. So when Gabriel states to Zechariah that your prayer has been heard, Gabriel knows that Zechariah's two prayers, for a child and for a Savior, a Messiah, have both been answered. The prayer has been heard and will be answered as one prayer. Gabriel announced that Zechariah and Elizabeth would have a child, and that same child would precede the Savior, the Messiah. In Zechariah's case, the child to be born would prepare the people for the Messiah. Gabriel will tell Zechariah, "Your son will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." So both of Zechariah's prayers are answered in one prayer. Zechariah's child, a son, will prepare the way of the Lord. The Lord's salvation is coming, and it is coming soon. So the angel Gabriel brings not just news, but the angel Gabriel brings good news, and with the good news, Gabriel brings comfort. No fears. The Lord knows. The Lord hears your prayers. The Lord knows your prayers. Have no fears. The Lord knows. We learn from Gabriel, when Gabriel spoke to Zechariah, that their child John was to be sent to prepare the way of the Lord. But in what way would the Lord himself come? Gabriel answers that question in Gabriel's announcement to Mary. A baby. A second baby that Gabriel announces, the Messiah, Jesus. The child's name shall be Jesus, meaning he saves, or God saves. God will come as a son, a child, an infant, a baby. From the womb of Mary shall come the Son of the Most High. The mighty God comes as a helpless baby. Mary's response to Gabriel's announcement of the will of God is a prayer. The words Mary says will be a prayer that Jesus will teach. But this prayer is not often a prayer that people pray. The most common prayer in all the world is, and we've all prayed this prayer, "Lord, thy will be changed. Thy will be changed in the following manner, in the way I tell you, I want, I need." That's the most common prayer in the world. But that is not Mary's prayer. That is not Mary's response to Gabriel's announcement. Mary will pray her response just as her son will teach the disciples. To the angel Gabriel, Mary says, "Thy will be done." To Gabriel, who himself must have just said these very same words, "Thy will be done," in God's royal divine courtroom to God himself, Mary repeats that prayer, "Thy will be done." Now, I mentioned last Sunday about the fear that we mere mortals share when the spirit world opens up and we are allowed to peer into it. When we are given a view of the spiritual world, because the spiritual world is here and now, and we are spirits, and God is also spirit, but our eyes are flesh, and we see flesh. We do not see spirit. To be able to see spiritually is a gift of the Holy Spirit called discernment. But at this moment, when Gabriel comes to Zechariah and to Mary, their eyes see a manifestation of the spirit world. The shepherds, when the angels come to them, will see the heavens open. And the shepherds will see. The shepherds will see and hear the messenger from the Lord God. And the shepherds have the very same reaction as Zechariah and Mary: fear and startle and greatly troubled. The literal Greek words to describe the shepherds' reaction is that they weren't just afraid, they were afraid with a great fear. They weren't just afraid. They were afraid with a great fear. Perhaps shock and terror would be words we would use. Modern translations say that the shepherds were terrorized. I think that's a good translation. Now, are we to believe that the shepherds and Zechariah and Mary are afraid because they are simple, common peasants of the ancient world, and we might not have the same reaction because we are sophisticated moderns with a wealth of technology? It would be naive to think that. These so-called simple people of the ancient world are experiencing the spiritual world breaking in on them. It's a frightening experience because the spirit world is mostly outside our day-to-day experience. The spirit world is nothing like we live in day-to-day. We say that we are in the real world, but the spirit world is real. Someday we will discover that the spirit world is more real than the physical world. The physical world will pass away. Someday it will all be gone, to be replaced by a new and spiritualized heaven and earth. I suppose the closest thing to seeing the spirit world might be our own dreams. And when we think about it, are not men often frightened of their own dreams? Do people not sometimes sweat and shake and cry out, and their hearts sometimes pound, or they cannot get their breath? Our dream worlds may be the closest experience to the world of the spirit. From our dreams, we sometimes awaken terrified. So the shepherds and Zechariah and Mary. The Bible says they were deeply or greatly troubled. And Mary was deeply or greatly troubled by what she heard. But in the case of the shepherds and Zechariah and Mary, they were already awake. They were not asleep. They were not dreaming. There was no escape from the terror that overcame them. The Greek says that Zechariah's fear fell on him violently. They were fully awake to face the messenger of God, whose first words almost always have to be, "Don't be afraid." The most common instruction from our God, "Don't be afraid." You can repeat that. "Don't be afraid." The messenger of God goes on to give the people that the angel is sent to. The angel brings the best news ever. God's promise of salvation is coming. And more importantly and more immediately, God's promise of salvation is coming through you. You, Zechariah, you, Mary, and to you, shepherds, the promise to you and your children. God hears, God responds. The angels bring God's word. The angels bring God's will. The angels bring hope and comfort and blessing for you, and they bring hope and comfort and blessing through you. To you is born a Savior. Amen.